escorting the woman off the plane at Miami International. Sales of previously occupied homes fell in December for the first time in 4 months, as many would-be buyers were frustrated. Existing home sales dropped 4.6%, according to the National Association of Realtors. The Dow up 268 points, the NASDAQ ahead 175. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Showers are likely until at least midday before ending. The front that brought the rain is ushering in much colder temperatures. Falling temperatures today, low 40s by this afternoon. Quite breezy today and tonight, making it seem colder. Tonight's low down to about 32. I think the threat of any freezing precipitation early tomorrow morning is just about out of the forecast now. Tomorrow will be breezy and cold with a high around 43. We'll be in the upper 20s on Friday night. Sunshine returns Saturday with upper 40s and then mid-20s by dawn Sunday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A 14-year-old juvenile has been arrested in Selma's first murder of the year. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says the teen is charged in the death of 56-year-old Charles Steele. Steele was found shot to death 2 weeks ago. Jackson says the teen is charged with capital murder. His office has filed a petition to certify the teen as an adult. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest shooting. The shooting happened around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the Walmart on Chantilly. Police tell us one woman was shot and taken to the hospital. Her injuries are said to be life-threatening. And an Aliceville man is behind bars in Marengo County. He's accused of trying to rob a bank in Linden. Police chief says 33-year-old Julius Farrakhan attempted to rob the Sweetwater Bank on Friday. Investigators used a picture from the bank's security camera to identify and track down that suspect. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation.
call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Wow. Time flies when you're flying off the handle with rage and anger. That whole first hour, just like the blink of an eye, Joey.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling well.
Okay, for those just tuning in, you are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Jessica Taylor on the line. Jessica Taylor, of course, was a candidate for U.S. Senate who withdrew her name and has since endorsed Mike Durant. Hi, welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hey, April Marie. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so for those, again, just tuning in, I'm going to, in a nutshell, tell you the story we are discussing, and I will tell you why I'm so mad about it. Jessica, what you missed in that first hour was I am so upset by this. I was in literal actual tears earlier because there are lines of decency that transcend politics, and those lines have been crossed. And so for those just tuning in, what we're talking about is an attack on Mike Durant, and the attack was brought, and I will not discuss the name or outlet of who brought it or the people who authored the piece because I will not, I was taught early on when I got into politics, you don't repeat the enemy's lies. And I'll let Jessica get into the quotes she takes issue with. But what I will say is the issue at hand is a horrific family situation in which Mike Durant's sister, as an adult, came forward with details alleging that her father had sexually molested her growing up from a young age all the way through till she left the house. Mike Durant was not even in the country when the big case was brought up. He wasn't here. And when he was made aware of it, he reacted as an individual, as a person, not as someone who was later going to run for office. And I think he went through all of the stages of grief and denial that we all go through who have of anybody who's experienced a personal trauma and a crisis within their family. He is estranged from his sister. His whole family is estranged from his sister. And she reiterated that in this piece. And the piece is the intention is to make people draw a conclusion that is not based on facts or reality. That's my summary of the situation without going too much into the disgusting way in which it was presented to the world. Jessica, we're going to get into all sorts of other what's going on in Alabama politics. I'm going to start with a couple of quick questions. By any stretch of the imagination, do you believe Mike Durant, any Mike Durant supporters, any Mike Durant, anyone would condone the kind of horrific things that his father has been accused of?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No sane, rational human being would ever, 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 ever do that. And that is essentially the underlying premise to what the attack on Durant is on his character. Jessica, I'm going to let you speak a little bit more to the circumstances. And the campaign has put out, while I was just on air, the campaign itself, the Mike Durant campaign, has put out a call for his opponents in the race to condemn the attacks. Give us, from your perspective as somebody on the ground here and someone who knows Durant very well these days, what you see going on.
Absolutely. And also the opportunity to add some more color to this story as well, because there's really so much more to it. And the way that they have misconstrued it is just disgusting. I mean, it is the example of yellow journalism by some paid yellow belly hacks, and it's disgusting. And I think the other campaigns, I agree with their statement. I haven't read it. I've been in a lunch meeting, and I think absolutely the other campaigns should condemn this because it's so egregious. You know, you just did tell some details of this story, but there are further details that exonerate him even further. For instance, when it was discovered this abuse had occurred, Mike was the one who uncovered it. He got his father to admit it, and he then went and told the whole family about it. And the father and the sister came to a private agreement between the two of them, and this agreement had been in place for some time. And then when Mike is overseas, held in captivity, being drugged through the streets of Somalia, she decides to go public with this. So those newspaper articles that you see as a picture of this story are talking about when Mike spoke out against that, her opportunism, not the abuse. So they completely conflated these issues, and they did it in a way that was intended to do exactly what they did, you know, make it seem as if Mike were somehow involved in this abuse or condoned it. One of the lines that just really sticks in my craw about this is they printed, quote, "It was never alleged that Michael Durant abused his sister or had knowledge of the abuse until well after the fact." That line is intended to confuse the reader and make them associate Durant with the abuse. It's disgusting, and I absolutely think that Mo Brooks and Katie Britt need to call this out for what it is.
I believe that that candidates, we should be able to talk about events and facts and things that go to one's character, and I believe it is important to say to be able to say something happened in your private life before. Tell us about that. The way in which this has come out and the line specifically that you spoke to me, that's the line you don't cross. There's a hard stop line in the sand, as if you were looking over a cliff and you have the opportunity to go over the cliff or to stop at that line, and that line has gone over.
Well, and it speaks really more to the people who are launching this attack than it does the person that's being attacked, and that's just true in politics. If somebody has to go negative, it's because they're losing, and they know that. And so I think that this is just really unfortunate that Mike has to relive this, and that it's calling into question, which I don't think it does at all, when people learn the fact this has nothing to do with this race or his ability to lead. Unlike the other candidates in this race, Mike has a history of proven leadership, not just his heroism in the military. He then, after all of his dealings in the military and the horror that he went through, he decided to stay in the military, and he finished out his career, and then he chose to live in Alabama and start a business here that he has grown into 500 plus employees. He is a serious businessman. He's recently converted the company into an ESOP where the employees own the company now, and I mean, I respect him so much for that. It's something that I aspire to one day. He's truly a great man, and what he has done, actions show the type of leader he is, and the other two people in this race can't say that.
Well, Jessica, this piece speaks to character, but it's not Mike Durant's character that this piece speaks to, that this attack speaks to, and I'll leave it at that. When we come back, we have listeners who want to know what you're doing next, so we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Jessica Taylor about what the future looks like for Jessica Taylor. Back in just a moment. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogle here. Jessica Taylor, former candidate for U.S. Senate, on the line. She has since endorsed Mike Durant in that race. Jessica, when I announced you were coming on the show, I got the same question from three different people, which is, what's next for you? So I'm going to pose that question to you. I pose that as a question. What's next for Jessica Taylor?
Well, I'm certainly staying involved politically. You know, I got in this race because I care about the issues that I talk about, federal and federal government overreach and keeping government small. All these issues are near and dear to my heart, so I certainly intend to stay involved in the private sector and help in ways I can there, but I'm going back to my business. I'm back at my business. I've been back there full-time for the last 2 weeks, and it's just wonderful to go back to a team that you've helped build for the last 12 years, and I've got a new CEO. He took over 6 months before I announced in the race, so of course he will remain in that position. He and I are partners and continue to grow the business together, and we work with all these governmental entities, nonprofits, school systems. So that's how I've gotten such a tremendously unique education on how government funding works at every level, or rather how it does not work. And so I really am excited to be back there and helping make sure that those who do go after this government funding, can spend it in the best way possible. And so I'll be helping in that way and just growing my business and going back to spending more time with my family and kids. You know, campaign statewide especially takes a lot out of you. And so it's wonderful to be able to be here and closer to them every day.
I cannot imagine. Now, I did see you are still on the campaign trail. I saw you at a Bama Cary meeting.
Yes. I'm still going out and doing a little bit of speaking and introducing Mike, and so I will help out where I can, but not in any sort of formal role, of course, but I just believe in him so much and want the right person to get into this position.
Let's talk a little bit beyond the Senate race. I feel like this is a big year in Alabama in terms of the establishment candidates and a lot of offices not just walking into re-election, not just the hand-picked successors for different offices aren't necessarily going unopposed this year. What is your general sense of the temperature of the voters looking at it from the outside now that you're not in a race, but the what you've heard from voters and what you've seen on the campaign trail?
I think you're right. People are tired of the establishment machine continually picking their candidates and getting them in place, and it just produces more of the same results. And people want different leadership. They're tired of the political speak. They're tired of what we see with these the messaging specialists who put candidates out, and it's like candidate in a box. Some of the ads I've seen come out recently are hilarious and borderline blasphemous, actually, but that's a whole other story. So I do think that you're right, that voters, they don't want the incumbent. They want something different. And this, we haven't had establishment candidates win since 2010. I think this cycle will show that more than ever.
Well, and I think there is this we have seen what happens in D.C. when it's continually more of the same. So let's do something a little different now.
And get results too. You know, that's one of the things I like to talk about. You can go up there and be a no vote. Sure, that's one thing. Let's certainly keep the federal government from expanding, but we've got to win back the popular culture and the mentality that thinks that federal government should be coming in and solving our problems, because we're losing that battle on the national stage. So we don't just need leaders that go up there and are no vote. We need people who can sell our cause and win and shift it back in our favor. And I don't see that out of our current leaders.
Well, let's go so right now the Alabama legislature is addressing what to do with this federal money. And they're allocating money to projects that are infrastructure projects, and infrastructure not the way Biden defines the infrastructure, but actual sewer and broadband and tangible results. From your side of watching how money gets allocated, one of the things I've really been interested in is those who are getting this money and have the responsibility of managing the money and managing the projects. My concern is the overhead administrative costs. What would you say to lawmakers who are kind of in the throes of allocating these hundreds of millions of dollars? How can they be sure the money is being put where it needs to be?
Please make sure we have clear and simplified acquisition processes. I can't tell you the crap shows that I see all across this country, and we have clients everywhere. And so I see government struggling, large and small, at the state level and at the local level. And one of the biggest missing pieces is having the tech infrastructure to even administer these funds. I see so many grant competitions because people aren't used to having these dollars. I mean, they're massive amounts of money that have to have the rules and regulations placed on them. But then there's also processes and procedures for giving that money out and working with the people who have to go and seek this money. It is so confusing. And people, massive state agencies, are using DocuSign as their procurement process. And people have submitted applications and now they're just gone. I mean, it is just really crazy how many different issues come up with this money. And so even naturally in normal government time, you're going to have tremendous waste because that money does change hands. 2, 3, sometimes even with community development block grant funding, for instance, that goes for sewer infrastructure, that can change hands 4 and 5 times with administrative fees at every level. So we need to get some clear policies and procedures in place for how we're going to dole this money out. And I know the state has been waiting until a few weeks ago for the final ruling from the feds. So stop putting all of this on the state, but there's massive amounts of money, and making sure that it is doled out in a competitive, fair, transparent, and easy to understand what, and have tech infrastructure that can support this.
We have discussed on this radio program, because I cannot, ever see those things in this political process where you see something and you can't unsee it? So one of the things I saw was part of the way that the rental assistance money was being handled. The state did a no bid contract, which was paying the vendor $65 an hour for call center employees. And are you ready? $200 an hour for the paperwork processors. And this was a no bid contract that ended up with over $6 million in administrative fees for getting out $23 million. And I just feel like we need to, as people who are concerned about what's happening behind the scenes, we need to make sure this kind of thing does not happen again and does not continue to happen.
Absolutely. And it's such all the reasons you just mentioned, the waste at that level, but then the poor grantees, you know, the individual schools and LEAs, local education agencies, the school system, you know, they're having to sit and figure out, well, how can we even apply for this funding? They're waiting. And then there's an application process when it comes out. And I can tell you 100% in Georgia and Kentucky, it has been wild. There aren't clear ways to submit an application. And, you know, you'll think you're eligible for funding and find out later that you're not. I mean, they're having to spend their wills to even go after these dollars as if they're not already, you know, overburdened and taxed just dealing with their local issues. So I would really encourage our legislators to thoughtfully think about that procurement process and set up systems that are clear and transparent.
Well, one of the big issues, and we're going to hit a break here in a minute, but I know this is something near and dear to your heart. One of the big issues that is up for discussion and debate in Montgomery right now is constitutional carry. I am a huge supporter of Second Amendment rights, and that includes constitutional carry. We should not be paying fees to be able to do what our forefathers already said we can do. This is not a right that our sheriffs have any business trying to manage, but we are seeing pushback from sheriffs. What are you seeing on the ground in terms of conservatives and constitutional carry?
I think conservatives that aren't members of law enforcement are certainly for constitutional carry, but you do hear pushback, as you mentioned, and it's because they're getting the fees from that, and they're already strapped and don't have the resources necessary. So I do feel their pain in that, but I've got to side with the constitutional carry people. I mean, that is what the Constitution says. And so I think it does go back to funding law enforcement properly. And that is something we need to do. Cut out these ridiculous social programs that government has no business doing and give our law enforcement communities more of that money, because that is one area where government belongs.
Right. Public safety is so incredibly important. And it is something, I find myself as I look as a whole at things that we discuss either on this program or things I've been involved in politics. Tough on crime is something, and we talk about where the government fails. But we do know now, having lived through the kind of the watching what's unfolding in the state correction system, that we do need to be funding law enforcement. We need to be backing the blue, but we also need to have transparency within what's happening for our forces and proper consequences for anybody who uses excessive force or that sort of thing. But we need to have in this state enough funding for our law enforcement offices that this is not a key component of their budgets.
Amen.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. All right, we are going to discuss more of what's going on. I cannot wait to get your take on Joe Biden's poll numbers and what's going on with the Biden administration after this quick break. For those just tuning in, you are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. April Marie Fogel here, Jessica Taylor on the line, and we'll be back with more of her views in just a moment.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama.
Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Porch Creek Cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Porch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Porch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Showers are likely until at least midday before ending. The front that brought the rain is ushering in much colder temperatures. Falling temperatures today, low 40s by this afternoon. Quite breezy today and tonight, making it seem colder. Tonight's low down to about 32. I think the threat of any freezing precipitation early tomorrow morning is just about out of the forecast now. Tomorrow will be breezy and cold with a high around 43. We'll be in the upper 20s on Friday night. Sunshine returns Saturday with upper 40s and then mid-20s by dawn Sunday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
April Marie Fogel here. Jessica Taylor on the line. Thank you for joining us today, Jessica.
Absolutely.
So many things happening. I am all fired up about this story on the publication that we don't name on this radio station by people we don't respect on this radio station. But I want to say, first off, to anybody who's just tuning in, go back and listen to the first hour if you want to know how I feel. about this this situation. This is a matter of integrity. And I think it is completely fair to ask a candidate where they stand on crimes against others and on broad issues. But to paint a picture of an individual as having taken place or condoned this kind of horrific molestation or situation is wrong. And that's my bottom line in this, that this was not and has not been handled the way it should have been handled.
I agree completely, and it's disgusting. And why I'm calling on both of the campaigns, you know, Briss and Mo Brooks, that they need to speak out against this, because you know, it really is truly disgusting what they've tried to do with this article. And it's really mastercraft on their part. I mean, the way that they try to change the psychology of that language to make people think that he was involved with abuse is disgusting.
Or that he condoned abuse. That's basically the headline and the gist of the story. For those just now tuning in, we're talking about an attack on Mike Durant. And I'm going to back this up, and I'm going to give this in the shortest, most concise way I can. As an adult, Mike Durant's sister alleged abuse by their father. The family came together and apparently an agreement was signed, and the father agreed to alcohol therapy and other therapies and other things. And they made a personal decision that as a family, that was the way they were going to handle that. Years later, while Mike Durant was being held, just after Mike Durant was being held captive, the sister decided the father had not upheld his part of that bargain, and she did a lawsuit. And that's what this is all stemming from, the lawsuit by Durant's sister against their father and attempts by some to tie him to the abusive behavior because of this lawsuit. And that's the short version. And there is a very concise way to describe this without the way it's been presented by others.
And April Marie, I want to add to that too, that Mike was the one who actually got his father to admit to this and then told the whole family. So the way they painted him is completely unfair, untrue, and just gross young journalism.
I understand. I just got a message that I have listeners today who I don't typically have. So if you're just tuning in, welcome to Straight Talk with April Marie. I encourage you not just to listen today as we talk about this issue, but listen every day. Maybe you'll learn some things. I do give a different perspective than what you're going to hear from other commentators, not just on News Talk 93.1, but around the state. I do have a very unique perspective, having seen things from every different side of politics. I've been a staffer for elected officials. I've been a campaign, pretty much held every position there is, from the 19-year-old kid who puts yard signs out to working on statewide races. I do bring a little bit different perspective, and I own that I am an emotional person, and that I call a spade when I see one. And I do like to point out when things are done intentionally, unintentionally, to mislead voters. And this is this definitely has the potential to mislead voters who only hear snippets or sound bites and don't understand the true scope of the situation.
I bet you there's going to be a lot of money spent putting this up on cable, and that'll be even more disgusting if that happens.
Well, you know, I would hope, and this is me hoping in some ways without reason, I would hope that this is handled more delicately in terms of laying the facts out without unfounded accusations, without salacious headlines, without salacious that sort of thing. Abuse is horrific. Sexual abuse is awful. Long-lasting, traumatizing, I cannot understate how much it makes my blood boil that these circumstances, that anybody would have to live like as a victim to this type of abuse. But I do believe that that using this as a campaign attack in the way in which it looks like it's going to be used is also inappropriate. We need to be factual and ask real questions. And I look forward to talking to Mike Durant next week. I'm going to have Mike Durant in studio with me. We're going to talk, and this is among the things we're going to talk about. But no individual that I know would ever condone such horrific abuse. And God knows no one sane or rational or with any lick of ethics or integrity would ever defend the actions against their loved ones. And Mike, we're talking about a family situation here where Mike Durant, his sister was the abused, and now it is being held against him as if he were somehow involved. And that insinuation is wrong.
Suffering justice, you know, that's what's so wrong about this, the way they've construed him and the statements that were made in the press, you know, 30 plus years ago. I think it was even longer than that. So, you know, they're grasping straws to attack him, and it's sad.
Well, abuse is something something that I just I have zero patience for the exploitation of. We talked earlier this week about the statewide candidate who was in jail for domestic violence, and there has to be a zero tolerance policy for individuals who participate in this kind of thing. For those just tuning in, Jessica Taylor on the line. We asked Jessica what she is doing next after this election cycle ends, going back to her family and her business, but staying involved in politics. That's the short answer, Ms. Jessica?
Correct.
All right. And are we going to see your name on a ballot again, or is it too soon to ask that question?
I won't completely rule it out, but for the foreseeable future, I intend to do what I can from the private sector. That's really what we believe as conservatives anyways, that it's the private sector that should be leading. So I get to work with all these tremendous 501c3 schools, governmental entities, and help them become strong. So, you know, I really feel like I've landed in a good spot, and I trust that Mike can win this seat and do the job that we need.
I am, and I know there aren't many of these out there. I am still, and I'm happy to say it, and I will be an undecided voter in this race, I guarantee you, until I walk into the voting booth. And this attack against Mike is, to me, it speaks to the character of those doing the attack. Now, I want to make clear that no candidate to date has had a hand in either furthering this or has taken responsibility for giving this information. No candidate, to my knowledge, is responsible for it, but I will be interested to see how it shapes conversations in days to come.
Oh, you can rest assured that certainly one of their campaigns, or at least the teams behind them, and I certainly have a good idea who I think it is, but we'll see. Hopefully the candidates will speak out against this sort of attempt.
Yeah, I try to stay out of that side. I have experienced on the backside of communications, understanding how those things work and stories get placed. This one goes down. This one's in the book of moments in life that I wish we didn't all have to live the way we are. Well, let's go back to what's happening in and around Alabama itself. Legislative session, we're having the session within the session. We are seeing they're handling the COVID relief funds now. When they come back, there's talk of the constitutional carry bill, a CRT bill, which is actually a divisive language bill, that they're going to hopefully take up. Are you watching what's going on at the State House, and do you have any priorities of your own you're watching for?
I watch. We work in so many states that it's hard for me to keep up with everything going on. But of course, living here, I have a personal interest in what our folks do, and I certainly hope that they will make decisions about this money that are wise and with the understanding that, you know, it will be a one-time influx of funding and use it, you know, properly. I do think that if it's going to be there, at least the infrastructure projects are things that we can capitalize on in the future, but let's make sure that we are using it in a way that we can easily shut it off when it's not there. And as I mentioned on an earlier segment, you know, we are seeing so much confusion in handing out these funds all across the country. And, you know, there's certainly a void for having personnel and the technology capability to give out these large amounts of funds. And it's bursting the pipes of government. And the solution the government has right now is just to grow government. And that's what scares me to death, that we're going to continue to grow government with all of this spending. And it will stay that way forever. It's hard to get it back from them, but we've got to.
Well, and I think that has been one of those things that that is part of the reason we're doing the session within the session, like a little Russian nesting doll over here, is that there is a very distinct difference between one-time money and recurring dollars. And this COVID money is one-time money that we should not be used to grow bureaucracy that then we are stuck with for decades to come.
That's right. And the problem for government, you know, they've got the personnel that they've had. Well, now they've got this tremendous responsibility to allocate, spend, and oversee these large chunks of money. And their pipes weren't built for it. You know, so I do think that, you know, there's companies like mine that come in and help and can build systems, but nobody's really thinking of thoughtful ways to administer this funding. And so I hope that our will do that. Once they allocate what they want it for, make sure that they've got a transparent and efficient way of giving this out that makes it easy on the people seeking it. You know, it should not be that difficult to have a clean procurement process, but for some reason when government bureaucrats get hold of it, it's tangled.
Clean procurement process. Jessica Taylor, do you want a unicorn too?
Yes.
That's we're talking about Alabama here, home of no bid contracts and waste that goes unseen and unaccounted for. All right, we have to take our last commercial break of this hour. Before we get to that, I want to remind you guys, Mortgage Corporation of the South, serving people in Alabama for over 25 years. You guys hear from him himself. Usually he calls in earlier in the show. We might hear from him later today. John Williams talking about the services him and the A-Team offer high atop their, the mountain in Wetumpka there. They can help you if you are looking to get into a home mortgage loan. They can help you if you're looking to get refinanced to lower interest rate, if you're looking for a VA loan, or to make sure you're in the best VA loan program that's available to you. Sometimes people get into these programs and then they don't realize that there are different programs that are better and would save them money. I want to remind you guys, 567-9000, 567-9000 is the number to call Mortgage Corporation of the South. We are going to let Jessica Taylor wrap things up in the final segment with our last 10 minutes. Right after this break, I love to have her on. Love her heart and commitment to this state. And we will be right back in just a moment. Oh, before I go, NMLS ID 2328-76 for Mortgage Corporation of the South. They're equal housing lender, good friends, and good supporters of this program. Back in just a moment.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservatives conservative values. Put Alabama first and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Jessica Taylor will get this joke because she has littles at home. As Marshall would say, I am all fired up today, like a Paw Patrol puppy on a mission. Jessica Taylor, when you find yourself using cartoon sayings, you know that that the mommy ship has sailed. You just got to own that role. Do your kids watch Paw Patrol?
Oh, we used to, yes. They're older now, but we were big fans of Marshall and his crew.
It's a real thing. So I have somehow last week, I said it, the kids were home quarantining and I made a Paw Patrol reference and now I'm doing it on the daily. And so I feel like there's a small portion of my audience that gets it, but I had a suspicion you might be one that did. I have Jessica Taylor on the line with me this afternoon, and we've talked about a number of issues from state legislative priorities back to the U.S. Senate race, what's going on today around these wild, I don't even know, they're not even accusations, these just wild whatever, I don't even know what to call them, words about Mike Durant. Our nation is at a time of peril. It really does seem as though many people want to, instead of focusing on the solutions, the things we know work, putting parents in control of their students' education, making sure healthcare is affordable, the things that we know makes our families stronger and better, small government, fiscal responsibility, transparency, all the things we know work. There's just finger pointing and there's just hatred and visceral and things that just have just go to suck the energy and life out of this process that so many of us give our lives to. What are your hopes for the future of Alabama and for our state and our country as you look forward to moving forward beyond your personal campaign and at just solutions in general?
I'm glad you asked that question. You asked earlier what I would want to convey to our legislative leaders as they allocate this money, and this comment will piggyback on that because I failed to mention it before. What people don't realize is how much of the federal money will be doled out competitively. You know, of the $1.2 trillion in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, there is a big chunk that is given to states via formula, and that's the money, you know, that will go directly to them. They decide how to spend it, but approximately 39% of the five-year state will be doled out competitively, meaning we've got to put plans together in Alabama that we submit up there and to win these funds. I started my business because I worked for state government, and I realized how every time we would get a grant, the people who wrote it would then be managing it for multiple years, and nobody was looking up and out. And while I disagree that money should be there, if it's going to be there and the federal government is going to spend it, let's do everything we can to get it back here in Alabama. And never before has such a big chunk that will be doled out competitively. And I suppose that's a good thing because at least that's, you know, introducing some sort of free market value there. But we've got to get our act together in Alabama because historically we don't compete for those funds well at all. And 39% over the next 5 years are going to be doled out that way. So we've got to make sure we're not letting those pass by.
That is a lot of money, our state certainly does need to make sure it's competitive and getting dollars available to us, because ultimately those dollars are going somewhere. And while I am not a big fan of all of the money going out, I'm a big fan of playing the game with the cards you've been dealt. And the cards are being dealt. States are going to get this money. Programs are going to get this money. And Alabama should get in line and do everything they can to get as much money as we qualify for. That ultimately gives, if they were to do it right, gives conservatives in the state the ability to ease the tax burden on residents.
Sure. And if that money is there, know, it's cutting off our nose beside our face if we're not going to get it. It's going somewhere, and we don't need it going to those other states. And in my experience, when funds are doled out competitively, it typically is done in a fair process. I mean, they have multiple layers of review. Oftentimes, there's paid reviewers who will be paid to score these applications, and you've got to get past multiple levels before you can win that competition, and your application has been posted publicly along with the scoring rubric. You go on some of these federal agencies' websites and their competitive grant pools of funding, and you can see the applications that are submitted. So it is more open and transparent than the discretionary funding. Of course, formula funding is just that, based on formulas. But the competitive funds, a lot of times, are truly competitive. So the best plan on paper to achieve whatever objective they put that money out for wins. And we need to make sure that we're developing programs that can go and win.
All right. Well, that's that is a great perspective, and I did not realize that much money. That's got to be hundreds of millions of dollars. Is that?
Well, we're talking 1.2 trillion total, and so 39% will be doled out competitively. So it's 76.6 billion over 5 years for the state.
And our state should actively compete to getting those dollars because it's not as if we didn't, it just wouldn't be spent. No, it would just go somewhere else.
That's right. And I'm against it. Hear me on that. And the person that gets in this Senate seat, which I truly believe will be Mike Durant, needs to have that vision of standing. If it's there, we want to pull it back into Alabama, but we got to get it out of there and leave it in our pockets to begin with, because it does come back 10 cents on the dollar. I don't care how you look at it. It's wasteful to send it up there and have them dole it back out through multiple layers to us.
Well, I'm sure we will see you again on the campaign trail. So you are a surrogate for the Mike Durant campaign, traveling with him and traveling and just speaking for the campaign, because you have just chosen to give him your endorsement. And so I'm sure we'll have you back on again when you're in Montgomery. You just holler at me. We'll get you in the studio at some point. We have to take a better picture. You look phenomenal in that photo, and I look as white as a house. So we'll have you in studio.
Your shoes, they were fabulous.
For no other reason, I'm having you in studio just so that we can take a better photo than the one you just posted. See, the vanity in me comes out, Jessica Taylor. Well, Jessica, tell our listeners where they can find you these days, now that your campaign is over, and they can track what you're doing long term in the state.
Sure. So I still have my socials. I'm definitely on them far less, but Jessica Taylor AL, and I will still be posting there and giving my 2 cents on the political shenanigans of the day.
The political shenanigans of the day is pretty much what I do. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, I talk about the political shenanigans of the day. So I will be sure to make sure I'm following those as well, and we'll get you on here to talk about those from time to time. You take care.
Thanks, April Marie. You too.
All right. That was Jessica Taylor. Started that hour discussing what is going on with what's going on with Mike Durant and for lack of a better way to describe them, allegations against them that he did not do enough to help his sister. And so we started with that. I encourage y'all to follow Jessica Taylor, follow each and every one of the campaigns. I'm not going to tell you to follow a specific campaign. Follow each and every campaign so that you can watch what's going on in this race and pick a candidate who you support, not just them on the issues, but who they are as people. Character is such an important part of electing any one person to office. And character means... It means also standing up and saying something that might have been done to help me. I don't agree with the way that it's being done. I still think that Mo Brooks needs to come out and say, comparing Katie Britt to Liz Cheney is immoral.